In a year and a half, no one will be able to tell this was once an Albertsons grocery store. People won't shop here for bread or bananas. They'll stop by for blood tests and booster shots.
You will see waiting rooms and labs and exam rooms and procedures rooms, just like you would in any other health facility.
Scott Rule is chief risk officer for JPS Health Network. He says the strip mall made shopping cheaper and more convenient. Why can't it do the same for healthcare?
Today, they're putting in the fire sprinkler system.
It may sound strange to imagine this big box store, squeezed between a PetSmart and a Dee's Discount, as a medical center like no other in North Texas. But outfitted with a pharmacy, dental clinic, radiology, and more, it will be a one-stop medical shop, pushing the limits of what's known nationally as the patient-centered medical home.
It's a comprehensive care model, if you will.
Diana Prachel is vice president of community health at JPS. She says every medical home is different, but the goal is the same: organize a team to help patients with the primary care doctor as quarterback, calling the shots and coordinating with specialists. Prachel says the model works best when everyone is located on the same field, or in this case, building.
So the doctor has someone practicing at the same site, and they can say, you know what, you need to see Susie the dietitian. Let me just hand that off. Let me introduce you. Let me walk you down there and introduce you to Susie. Because when a provider hands off a patient to another ancillary provider, patients are more likely to consider that a very important part of their care.
The medical home model is also supposed to make it easier for patients to get preventative care. Today, services are fragmented.
Right now, at the 16 clinics that we have, we may only have diagnostic x-rays available in 4 of those. And so if a patient is at a clinic that doesn't have an x-ray suite, their x-ray for their sprained foot may need to be redirected to another clinic or even to downtown, not as convenient as we would like for it to be.
When a patient skips treatment and ends up in the ER, it's expensive. And the Affordable Care Act says keep patients out of the hospital or pay up. That's where medical homes come in. A recent study shows they cut ER visits by up to 70% and hospital readmissions by 40%. There are more than 250 sites in Texas trying out versions of the medical home model. The Arlington Center brings it all together. Sue Bornstein is executive director of the Texas Medical Home Initiative.
We have many pilots among different populations, but I think that the real key is going to be to see if this model of care and this potential savings can be extrapolated over larger populations.
Blue Cross Blue Shield is running medical home pilots across North Texas, and in 2010 saved an average of $10.50 a month per patient. It doesn't sound like much, but with 25,000 patients, that works out to more than $3 million a year. It's those kinds of savings the Affordable Care Act is hoping to encourage by offering incentives to create medical homes to treat veterans, people on Medicaid, and those who are chronically ill. And while there's no official reward for building a medical home in a strip mall, the Arlington site does have one distinct advantage: plenty of parking. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.